I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. People who drive through the Quad Cities on Interstate 74 should be prepared for delays and road construction. Michelle O'Neill reports a contractor has started a key part of building a new $1.2 billion bridge over the Mississippi River.
Since breaking ground nearly 2 years ago, Lunda Construction Company has been drilling, pouring concrete, and building piers in the Mississippi. Construction engineer Doug McDonald from the Iowa Department of Transportation says a crew is now erecting the steel sections of the arch.
We're hoping that the actual arch can meet in the middle and be ready to hang the deck on it in the May to June time frame.
Extreme cold and a lot of snow have caused minor delays, as did flooding last year, and local forecasters now say the risk of major flooding on the Mississippi is high.
The biggest problem with the flood that contractors have is the velocity of the water in the river increases, and they have a hard time stabilizing the barges so they can work off of them.
Contractors are also ready to resume widening I-74 in Bettendorf and Moline from 4 lanes to 6. That will also cause detours and delays. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
A Quad Cities man may help set a legal precedent in Illinois when it comes to the Fifth Amendment and self-incrimination. As Herb Trix reports, last week the 3rd District Appellate Court ruled in his favor after he refused to give officers the passcode to his phone.
In 2017, Rock Island County deputies arrested Michael Spicer after finding drugs in the car he was riding in. They also got a search warrant for his phone, but Spicer refused to unlock it for them. A circuit judge agreed with him that providing the passcode would violate his rights, and the judge ruled authorities did not know what information they might find, only that it probably contained evidence of illegal activities. In their unanimous ruling this week, 3 justices of the appellate court in Ottawa agreed. Even though courts across the country are split on the issue, the Illinois justices concluded that unlocking the phone would violate his Fifth Amendment rights, and that the state was trying to engage in a fishing expedition. Spicer's criminal case has been on hold while the prosecution's appeal is being heard. I'm Herb Trix.
Musicians with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra say they are on strike and that picket lines will start forming later this morning. They say management is still trying to reduce their pension benefits after nearly a year of negotiations. The musicians walked out after a concert yesterday and negotiated all night for a new contract. It expired last fall and was extended to March. The chair of the symphony board says that trustees are disappointed, but also optimistic about reaching a new contract that will satisfy both sides. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.